everyone. So tonight I worked with two different horses. I worked with one, which was Mercedes, which is my own horse. And then I worked with a customer's horse. So I'm going to talk a little bit about both of them. So today I just did groundwork with my own horse. And today we did a little bit of a tricks that we learned from a Philip Whitmore clinic. And we did some leg yields back and forth and just some basic groundwork. So I didn't have a lot of time today, but I wanted him to be able to do something. So I started to use the whip to tap his leg to have him hold it up so I can have him lay down without having to physically pick up his foot. As I was doing this, he knew that when I was tapping on his foot, it meant pick it up. I didn't hit him with it. I didn't beat him with it. I just kind of tapped it there. And we've done this before, so he picked it right back up. So I tapped it on him. He picked up his foot, and I rewarded him. But to get him to put both of them together is my next step. And this is where a lot of training techniques I struggle with, because they understand each piece separately. But to put it together is the challenge. I haven't quite figured out how to put it together, because the second I picked up his foot and I asked him to lay down, he went down within seconds. So it's not even... He understands what I want him to do and where the end goal is, but he doesn't know how to put two together. And I find a lot of this is the horses literally have a mental block, and they can't think, okay, pick up my foot and lay down for him. And I've done it a couple different ways, and he still has that one or the other. He can't put it together himself right now. And a lot of different, and I try to change my training my cues every once in a while just to see if it makes it easier for him. Someone today, I usually say horses learn differently. Every horse is different. And today, someone I really respect said the same thing to me. And that's probably one of the first trainers that I've heard that's a respectable trainer that's really high up in what she does say the same thing as I do. And I went, wow, that's... I've been saying this for years, but I've never heard it out of someone else's mouth. And I'm like, now I know I'm at the right place to go further and a little bit more education on a different breed. And it's still very, very similar on how I train. Maybe different, but the techniques are still the same. And the end result is the same. So that's a little bit what about Mercedes, just that disconnection that he has in trying to find a way around it to get there. So I know I kind of rambled a lot on that, but the whole point of it is, just because you read or you saw or it worked for one horse doesn't mean it's going to work for all of them. They have mental blocks just like we do. I'm sure you've left the room and walked into another room and went, what did I just come in here for? So it's the same thing for them. And us as a trainer needs to figure out, or even an owner, you don't even have to be a trainer. Us as an owner or an individual working with these horses needs to figure out how to explain that mental block. And I'm struggling with that right now, trying to figure out how to get it to him. I know where it's supposed to be. He knows where it's supposed to be, but he just doesn't know where to put it together. So the second horse I worked with, he doesn't really like to be on the wall. Like, going second direction with his left shoulder on the wall, he does not like it at all. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because he sees it differently, because it's his left eye, not his right eye, because they both see things different in each eyes. But he just does not like to go right on that wall and hold himself straight. He will hold himself crooked. He'll turn his whole head so he can see it with his right eye. He just won't go straight. So today, I decided that it would be a good chance to maybe try to ride quarter line, and then that kind of didn't work. So he was still going crooked, not as badly, but he was still going a little bit crooked. So I started doing serpentines, and I would get close to the wall, but not too close. Almost like one of those techniques where that you will circle, and you'll spiral in, and you'll spiral out. So I kind of started to spiral out to the wall, and then I'd feel him get like one serpentine circle, I'd feel him kind of drop his hip in, and I'd come a little shallower to the next one. I mean, the dressage world, people would hate the way I was serpentining, but it worked for him. And by the end of the ride, we could be right on right between the quarter line and where we were supposed to be on the rail, and he was cool, calm, and collected. And that's a big step for him. Another thing that I started doing with him is he would get stressed out when I would pull on my right rein going to the with that left shoulder on the rail, because he just didn't want to put that left eye on the rail, so he would fight that right rein. So what I started doing is going down the quarter line and side passing to the other quarter line, and I did that a few times, and then I tried to ride on the quarter line and kept him bent in and soft and calm through that. So there's a lot of different ways, but I mean, that's what worked for him. That may not work for every horse, but I just wanted to let you know a little bit of my experiences today. If you guys have any questions, please comment, and I need a little bit more things to talk about so I don't ramble as much. So feel free to drop a comment on underneath this share, and I will be happy to talk about it on my next trip. All right, I'll talk to you soon.